Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and the High School Sports Caravan. And it's been a great winter season, and we're jumping into the spring sports. So today we're going to have a mix of both. We're going to catch up first with the streak continues, the winning continues, and that's all that Incarnate Word does. They won the Class 6 championship last weekend, and Dan Rolfes joins us. And Dan, congratulations on just another outstanding season and a terrific run in the state playoffs.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. I just can't tell you what a pleasure it was to coach the girls, the team we had this year. Obviously it's great to end with the state championship, but there are very few days that I didn't enjoy being in the gym with them, and just as a group, got along so well and cheered for each other, had each other's back. And, you know, we had a lot of external factors, life, during the year. And I think, just the camaraderie and the family atmosphere that we had, was just great to see. And, it was one of the most enjoyable years I've had coaching.
Now that you've had a chance to reflect, and that's why I didn't want to get you on last week, because I wanted you to have a little bit of time to let it sink in a little bit. You're talking about 100 straight victories. You're in rare air basically now in the state of Missouri and in the country, to be honest. And you've won consecutive state championships. Has it really sunk in exactly how special these groups have been and, you know, what they've been able to accomplish? And the one thing that I've said, Dan, is that this streak is a little bit different than the Stratford streak, is because you're playing a national schedule. You're not shying away from people. You're going to Hawaii. You're going to California. You're playing some of the top teams in Kentucky. You're playing some of the top teams in Kansas. Has it really sunk in what these last groups have really done to get to this point?
Yeah, no. And even, honestly, even, getting to 100 on the state championship game versus the team from our last loss. I mean, that's kind of storybook stuff. So it has, obviously when the season's over, you reflect about a lot of different things, but I don't think people realize how hard it is to win all the time. It is so much easier to lose and just pack it in. And I know people are going to say, well, you have the best players, and we're true. We are, our kids are very good and very talented. But they still got to show up every night. There's still times where you're not going to shoot well. There's times when you're in foul trouble. There's so many factors that go into winning games. And, for our kids to continue to win, despite all those factors, is truly amazing. And, our kids, they expect to win. And I think there's something to be said about kids who want to win and come from winning programs and the expectations. In the last 100 games, we haven't been down a whole lot. But when we were, I never really saw us panic. We were down 16 at half, at home, or, just not at home, here in St. Louis against John Burroughs. And in the locker room, our kids knew they didn't play well, and they didn't panic. And so you know, I just think a lot of it just is just in our program and what the expectations are. And we never really talked about 100. We never really talk about winning every game. We just kind of approach every game the same way. So
talk a little bit about the kids and, you know, first Natalie, you know, the career she's had for you. It's going to go down in probably one of the top five careers here in the St. Louis area. And she put herself into some big names. I mean, when you talk about, you know, Nafisha, when you talk about, you know, some of the others, you know, just what she has done, not only for you, but individually to put herself in a great situation where she's going to go to Nebraska last year. It had to have been a lot of fun watching her grow from her freshman year all the way through to where she is now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. I mean, you know, she ended her career with over 2,000 points, over 1,000 rebounds. So that's pretty rare to begin with. But, you know, Natalie's career has been fantastic. She's, you know, improved every year. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, Natalie never takes plays off. She never takes practices off. She never takes drills off. And that's, you know, a big part of her success. You know, when she came in as a freshman, she started right away. And I, you know, just the team we had, she was the five. She was the only size we had. So she was, you know, primarily back to the basket, stay underneath there and get some rebounds and go from there. And, you know, after her freshman year, I challenged her a little bit. I'm like, you know, you want to grow your game. You have to increase your range. You've got to develop a perimeter game because, you know, you can look at her body. She's tall and lanky. So she's not going to be your typical low post back to the basket type player. Like, you'll be most effective if you can play on the perimeter. And she already ran the floor really well. But she got in the gym and, you know, she worked on her ball skills. She worked on being able to take someone off the dribble, and she worked on shooting the three, which changed her game and changed our team dynamics. So when we are able to put five players out there that can shoot the three, and it just creates unbelievable matchup problems for our opponents. So, and then she just gradually, you know, increased her skill level to where she can shoot the three. She can still post you up. She can take you off the dribble. And, you know, each year she just got better and better. And, you know, I'm anxious to see, you know, how she'll develop even more, because when she goes to Nebraska, they'll get her stronger and put a little weight on her, and she'll continue to grow. And I know she'll continue to get better because she plays so hard and she's competitive. She wants to win.
Let's talk about Brooke a little bit too. And me and you had a chance to talk right after, you know, everything happened, you know, with her and her family. And we talked, me and you had, and I tell you what, just the conversation we had about, yeah, basketball's basketball, but there are a lot of bigger things in the world. And we really had a great conversation about that. But once again, to see how she put herself into a great situation and really performed in the back part of the season, and especially, you know, in the districts and in the playoffs. You know, for a young lady to do what she did, once again, it just had to be so much fun to kind of see how she grew over the back part of the season.
Yeah. I mean, Brooke's, you know, had a rough, and her family have had a rough couple months. And I feel like they're very appreciative of the basketball, our basketball family, just within Incarnate, and the basketball community in general. I know a lot of people sent, you know, many well wishes to them, supported them, you know, through a really difficult time in their family. So that meant a lot to Brooke, to her family, to know that they're supported. So that was great to see. And I think, you know, basketball was a great outlet for her, something to take her mind off of what's going on within her family and what they've had to deal with. So, you know, I think it was a great outlet for her, and I'm glad she was able to do that. But she, you know, Brooke is just an unbelievable shooter, and a great passer, and is so skilled and does so many things that aren't taught, just instincts. And she's just a special kid. And to have your two, you know, your two guard be 6 foot and strong as anything, as anybody I've ever seen play high school basketball, be able to make the passes that she does. And, you know, she's a special kid. And, she can just flat shoot it, and then just so strong, and she'll be missed. In her career in college, there's just not that many kids that I run across that are going to shoot better than Brooke. You have a lot of really good athletes, but when you're talking about shooters, and you know, her making, you know, darn near 83s on the season, she's a special talent.
Without a doubt. But you know what? We talk about those two. There's a whole other group that's sitting there that did a lot of great things. Talk a little bit about them. And, you know, once again, you know, a lot of youngsters that had big shoes to fill, but stepped in knowing what the expectations were with Incarnate Word basketball.
Yeah. That's kind of the beauty. I'm a lucky coach for sure, because, you know, we're deep, and we have kids that are coming off the bench that are young and get exposed to the culture, get exposed to winning, get exposed to their tradition and how we go about and do our business. So, you know, Nevaeh Caffey, sophomore, you know, point guard is a prime example. Didn't play a whole lot her freshman year. And then now, you know, all of a sudden she's starting at her point guard and has a great season. First team all state, and makes me think, man, I'm probably a pretty bad coach for not playing her more last year. But you know, the circumstances were a little bit different. You know, you have your point guard's a senior going to Kentucky, your backup's a junior that's been with you for years. And unfortunately Olivia tears her ACL, and then now, you know, Nevaeh step up, and Nevaeh was probably going to start at that spot anyways. And Olivia, you know, play that two off guard. But you know, Nevaeh steps up, has a great season, and you know, multiple D1s knocking down the door, you know, trying to get in touch with her, and first team all state, and has a fantastic run and state, has an unbelievable, semifinal game. And great to see, you know, another sophomore, Peyton Hill, kind of the same deal, didn't play a ton last year and just starts this year, makes the most of it, and has a great year and has, you know, great upside, and you know, super glad to have them back for two more years. And then KJ James, who started all year for us. I mean, we had the same starting lineup for every single game all year, and that's I don't know if I've done that in the 23 years I've been here, but KJ had a tremendous year, and then in the finals, you know, went off for for her career high 19, and super happy for her. There's no one in the gym more than her. And we've got, you know, other kids that are coming off the bench that are waiting to take Brooke and Olivia and Natalie spot, and they're chomping at the bit and they're going. And it's crazy to see, you know, we're on Monday, you know, we don't get a spring break. You know, our spring break's during the basketball state playoffs. So I come back in a Monday afternoon, you know, three or four of them are like, Coach, what are we going to do? You know, we're going to be bored. I'm like, just take a week off. But I mean, it's crazy. You know, the kids are, every afternoon they're still on the gun on their own. I'm walking out to a soccer or lacrosse match or going home, and they've, you know, I leave balls in the gun, and they're in the gym just shooting on their own. I'm like, okay. So it's great to see you know, success breeds success, and I'm lucky to be able to coach the young ladies I am.
So now a little bit of a breather, little bit, but the planning for next year. And you just mentioned that, you know, and that's a cool thing is the kids want to get back into the gym. They want to get back to, you know, doing what they love to do. But, you know, now the planning for next year starts, and obviously a little bit more, you know, involved because you're in striking distance now. You know, I mean, the streak is there. You know, the scheduling piece, and I know you're probably scheduling some of the top teams in the country once again next year, but how do you kind of approach the offseason to get ready knowing that you've got an opportunity to make history not only here in the state of Missouri, but also nationally?
Well, I mainly coached or scheduled a bunch of JV teams, so we're we good. You know, honestly, I've never we're not going to get any really easy teams to play. So our scheduling is going to be the same. And it is what it is. If we win, you know, whatever, 20 something more games, we win 20 something more games. I've never really scheduled or played for a streak, and I'm still not going to. If we don't get it, we don't get it. You know, my main goal at the end of the year is to, or the end of the day is to win a state championship. And that's why we schedule what we do. And that's why we travel, play as hard as opponents as we can. So when we get to the state tournament, we've been there, we've done that. We've traveled, we've played, you know, hard teams. So, I'm having a hard time scheduling, just there's limited teams that want to play you. And I totally get it. So we're going to travel, you know, we've invited to, you know, there's a couple of California shootouts in Utah and Oregon. So now it's just trying to put into place exactly what fits in our schedule. And, you know, we're still go back to Louisville and play though. You know, we always get great games in Louisville. We're still going to make a run up to Kansas City. There's a couple of really good teams up that way that we still want to continue to play. So, still be in the Viz tournament. Our kids love playing in the Viz tournament. So our schedule really is not going to change. It's just now, hey, you know, girls, hey, we better go win them.
Now, what do you do as the head coach for a little bit of a breather? I know you're heading down to Dallas for the Final Four and the coaches stuff and everything. But other than being athletic director and having to deal with weather like I'm dealing with right now, you know, we're all dealing with it already. But what do you get a chance to do to kind of take a step back and take a little bit of a breather?
Really nothing. I've been – fortunate to ask to be part of USA basketball. So that's going to take a lot of my time here in the spring and the summer. So that's, you know, I'm going to be running some mini camps down at the Final Four this weekend. You know, it's great to be working with some of the, you know, top high school players in the country and work them out and look at their skill level for USA basketball. And so that'll be fun. And, you know, and then also with USA basketball, some May and into June. So, but we'll see. You know, obviously most of my downtime is spent with my family and seeing our kids and just relaxing. So there's not a lot of downtime, and looking at my next couple months, and I'm going to be on the road a lot. So, but it's good. I mean, I'm not one for sitting around. I get bored. So I'm good being in the gym and, being around athletics and, you know, just the athletics here at Incarnate keep me happy. You know, for a day like today, we got a new turf field. So we're going to play regardless of the weather. So, there's really never a dull moment.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, it's always great talking to you, my friend, and congratulations on a terrific season once again, and enjoy it, soak it in, and enjoy doing the USA basketball stuff. That's going to be a lot of fun, and can't wait to catch up with you again.
Yep. Sounds good. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Dan Rolfes joins us from Incarnate Word. When we come back, we're going to talk a little boys volleyball in a big weekend, you know, for the boys volleyball scene, not only here in St. Louis, but also out in Kansas City, as we're going to see a big crossover take place out in KC. We're going to talk about that coming up next here on Inside the Lens, a high school sports podcast on Scoops with DannyMack.com and the High School Sports Caravan. And we welcome you back to Inside the Lens, a high school sports podcast with myself, Jim Powers, part of Scoops with DannyMack.com and the High School Sports Caravan. We want to thank Dan Rolfes for joining us in our first segment, talking about the terrific year IWA had on the basketball court. And now we're going to switch gears to boys volleyball. Another terrific year coming up for the guys on the court, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We saw some great action last year, and this year is going to be no different. And a lot of things happening in the scope of boys volleyball. And Tim Hafner, the head coach up at the Smet, joins us. And Tim, first off, thanks so much for joining us. A lot of things in the hopper, so to say, on the boys volleyball side. And I think a big one is a little trip out to Kansas City for some of the local teams to play some of the KC schools this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. John Hockey and I have been talking about it the last couple of years of wanting to get that opportunity to go over to Kansas City. Kind of be ambassadors for the sport, help the sport grow a little bit on the Kansas City side, get an opportunity for those teams to see the game at a high level and see how exciting it can be and help grow the sport from there. And so partnered up with Marquette this year, and Marquette will be joining us out there. We'll be playing over at Lee's Summit West and then also playing St. Michael's.
You know, that's the thing, too. We're going to get into some of the, you know, the big news that's been happening. I know me and you and Jeff Cheek, we talked about it last spring a little bit with the vote with Mission, all that. But, you know, what a lot of people aren't understanding is boys volleyball is still technically a club sport, so to say, but it's an emerging sport in Mission's eyes. And having teams in Kansas City, Springfield, Cape Girardeau, Central Missouri, that's helping build momentum with getting the sport finally, you know, the spotlight that it needs. And I think the Kansas City trip is a huge thing, not only for the KC kids, but also for our kids to kind of see both sides of the coin, so to say, and how Kansas City volleyball is compared to what we know here in St. Louis is just terrific boys volleyball.
Yeah, I mean, without the Kansas City teams, we don't go to a vote to become MISHA sanctioned. And so getting all of these teams that have been playing at the club level the last couple of years officially registering with MISHA gets us that step closer to coming to a vote. And it's going to result in even more teams adding that now that it's MISHA sanctioned, it's going to be easier for schools to budget that in with the athletic programs. And so it's just going to continue to grow more and more, which is awesome when more boys are playing volleyball.
Without a doubt. And we've seen the growth here in the St. Louis area. I mean, I've been involved with it now for 12 years. And I mean, just the growth has been terrific. And I think the sport itself on the boys' side has absolutely exploded. You know, when you look at teams that have freshmen, JV, and varsity, you don't see that on the girls' side. You see some of the girls' teams, and you had a chance to see it, you know, going to the girls' side, you know, over the last couple of years. There's times where we don't have freshman, JV, varsity, but for the boys, we're seeing a lot of schools having three teams, and that just shows how much the sport has been embraced here in St. Louis, and now it's expanding throughout the state of Missouri.
Yeah. I mean, more coaches that are available that obviously are able to coach those teams and coaches excited to get into the high schools and train boys that are freshmen that maybe don't have a lot of experience, but get that experience really quickly and learn the game really quickly, which is awesome.
Well, the younger kids better learn pretty quick because once again, I'm excited for this year. I mean, we saw some great playoffs last year in the tournament. Saw just an outstanding pair of championship games. And, you know, the usual suspects are going to be around. I mean, you talk about SLU High, you talk about Vianney, you talk about the Smet. You talk about St. Dom's, who had a terrific run, a Parkway West team that had a terrific run. You know, I think this year in the St. Louis side is just going to be a really special year. I didn't know if the bar could get raised after last year. I really have a great feeling the bar is definitely going to get raised this year.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting because we really have been dominated by a couple of teams with SLU, Lafayette, Vianney the last couple of years. And I've talked with some other coaches, and this year there really are 8 to 10 teams that could legitimately be there at the end of the year. And that's really exciting for the regular season, because you're going to have teams that get beat that haven't normally lost a lot. You're going to have some really competitive matches that are going to have big impacts on the seeding for the postseason, that are just going to make the postseason that much more exciting. So it's super exciting to see that level of parity across the board.
Talk about some of your kids at DeSmet. Year in and year out, you guys have great kids. Talk a little bit about your squad. You know, the early season started last week for you guys and the trip this week, but then a couple big tournaments coming up here over the next few weeks.
Yeah, we returned 10 guys and some kind of big key players. When we talk, when we look at it from a coaching standpoint of who's your setter, who's your libero, who's kind of your pin go-to hitter, and I return a setter who started for me the last 2 years. I return a libero who started for me the last 2 years, and an outside hitter. So I have those three key pieces, along with other guys that all saw playing time last year that are just ready to step up. So it hopefully is going to be an exciting year for us. We certainly have the talent and the guys ready to work hard, wanting a different outcome at the end of the year. So they're pretty focused on that.
And the MCC is just going to be an absolute meat grinder once again. I mean, we say that every year, but I think this year, especially with some of the kids returning, and my gosh, I mean, you go to an MCC match this year, it's just going to be a knockdown, dragout, heavyweight fight.
I know. Sometimes as a coach, you kind of would like one of those games where it's like, oh, I can sit back a little bit more. We just don't have that. We have great teams. We have great coaches. And so, you know, you got to show up both on the court and on the bench if you are going to have a hope to win a game. So,
you know, and the coaching side, it's really interesting. And me and Jeff talked about this quite a bit last spring. And, you know, Jeff jumping over to the girls' side this past year over at Ursuline. You've been over at Koryezu. I mean, you know, what's the difference between coaching the girls in the fall and then having to maybe change the mindset a little bit to go to the guys in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, it's still high school kids. It's still building relationships. It's still teaching a lot of the parts of the game. I mean, the boys are worried about jumping high, blocking, and hitting hard. The girls are more worried about playing defense and ball control. So you have two different focuses there, but it's for me, it's fun. Both sides, there's slight differences, but overall it's volleyball, which is, as coaches, what we love to do.
And I think, too, the way that the sport has grown here in the St. Louis area, when you see Maryville, when you see Lindenwood making the jump, you know, the way they did, you know, you're seeing terrific volleyball at Fompon. I think the natural progression, starting with the high school and then those programs building, it's just been terrific to see the colleges buying in and keeping a lot of the local kids here to play, you know, to take their next step in their careers at the college level close to home, instead of having to go to, you know, the Lewises and, you know, the Ohio States and those types of schools.
Yeah, we went the first week of the season, we went down to Fontbonne as a team and watched Fontbonne play Milwaukee School of Engineering. And Fontbonne has a DeSmet kid on it. They got a couple of Melville kids on it. Milwaukee School of Engineering had a DeSmet kid. They had a Vianney kid. And so it's great to get to see our players, not just our own DeSmet players, but great to see players that I've coached against for the last couple of years excel at the next level. And that's a lot of fun for the boys too, to see there's somewhere I can go after high school.
So now the vote is happening with the athletic directors around the state. Boys volleyball has been an emerging sport. Now we finally have the numbers. We've got the 50 plus teams. We've got the three regions. We've got the numbers. Now the vote comes up to people like me, the athletic director chair, to say yes or no. I think it's great that we finally are at this stage, because I know it's been building for so many years to get to this point for Misha to acknowledge and to make boys volleyball a sanctioned sport in the state of Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there's pros and cons to it, just like anything. Absolutely. And we have a great system right now with the postseason. the final, the quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, all being very competitive. And obviously we've seen it with all of the sports, whether it's football, it's soccer, it's basketball, where maybe the final four teams aren't necessarily as competitive as some of the district games. So we're going to hit those road bumps. But like I said earlier, the fact that school districts are going to be able to say, this is a Misha sanctioned sport. We can get funding from our school district. We can give these boys an opportunity. That I know on the Kansas City side, it's a club sport. The players and the parents are paying for it to help fund their season. And, you know, we're very blessed here over in St. Louis that we have most of the teams are getting funding from their schools. And this is really going to help Kansas City, Springfield, Jeff City, schools all over the state that have boys that want to play volleyball that are now going to have the opportunity.
No doubt about it. I'm excited to see what the outcome of the vote's going to be. I believe the vote's going to be announced next week, if I'm not mistaken, or within the next couple of weeks. But it's going to be really exciting to see that. And, you know, I've just loved watching the sport grow here in the St. Louis area and putting a spotlight on it, you know, with what we do here at Scoops. So we're excited about that. But I know it's a busy time for you, getting ready to go out to Kansas City. Good luck on the trip, and can't wait to catch up with you guys after you come back. And we'll talk a little bit more about the season later on this year.
Thank you very much. Sounds great.
Tim Hafner, the head coach up at the Smet, joins us on the boys volleyball side. A lot of great things. I'm telling you, you got to get out and watch these guys play. They are absolutely terrific. It's a lot of fun to watch. We want to thank Tim. I want to thank Dan Rolfes. I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been this week's edition of Inside the Lines, a high school sports podcast, right here on Scoops with DannyMac.com, part of the High School Sports Caravan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.